Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I wanted to have a little fun today and talk about road signs in this wonderful state of ours. We just made two separate trips to Santa Rosa this last month, and of course, the road work is unbelievable. There are those orange cones everywhere. It is so prolific that I'm going to petition Caltrans to change the name of our highway from the Redwood Highway to the Cone Highway. You have all seen the road signs, and the one that jumps out at me every time is the one that says, "Road work ahead," and so you slow down, but there are no workers. Where are they? For those of you who are in my age bracket or older, you will remember the Bermichet signs that lined our two-way highways in years gone by. Here are some that stand out in my memory. A man, a miss, a curve. He kissed the miss and missed the curve. He saw the train and tried to duck it. He kicked the gas and then the bucket. Don't stick your elbow out so far because it may go home in another car. Don't lose your head to gain a minute. You need your head, your brains are in it. A guy who drives a car wide open is not thinking, he's just hoping. For the millennials, I have a statement for you. As you travel down life's highway, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. Part of the road problem has been that the gasoline tax that has always been designated to keep our roads in good shape has obviously been diverted to other governmental uses, which leads me into the fact that both our state and federal governments are too big. Iran takes our citizens hostage, and we give them $400 million as ransom. Our administration says it's not ransom, but just a payback of money that we owed that country. Now it is revealed by the Obama administration that we have given Iran over $3 billion this year. This is a country that is volatile in nature and hates America. It has nuclear ambitions, and the restrictions that we have placed upon them do not work. They will not let us inspect the right areas, and their country needs that inspection. When I read about the government and what they're doing, I am reminded of the statement that Tom Hanks made in the movie Forrest Gump. He said, "Stupid is as stupid does." I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that our Congress should interject into more of what the administration of this country is doing and protect this great country of ours? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.